So what we're walking through now is owned by separate owners, all of whom, as you can see as we walk along, have taken a different approach to how they're managing the property.
Dixie Leonard's family has owned land along what's now the New River Trail outside Galax since 1779. We walk past a tree farm on one side and a freshly bulldozed plot of land on the other side of Chestnut Creek.
That's the city of Galax's water supply, and it's now also a trout stream. It's very clean. It used to be incredibly impaired, but the city of Galax doesn't have as much industry anymore. Most of that went away. The EPA came in, and personally, I love that. Because when I was a kid, it was hard to find anything alive in Chestnut Creek, and now we see trout fishermen out there doing flycast.
Leonard is concerned gains to the natural environment here could be lost if the land around the trail is not protected.
The interesting threat for something like the trail is it's so narrow that the things that bring people here are the things that so can easily be destroyed if it's developed in a way that doesn't enhance it. Even if you're a person who wants to run a tourism-based business, you need to make sure that while you're doing it, you don't destroy the thing that brings the tourists and folks here from other areas to walk it.
On this late summer afternoon, two women hike toward us as if to illustrate his point.
We were just talking about how folks that love it are out as much as possible. You just feel so peaceful here.
Cindy and her friend Lisa are from Ashe County, North Carolina.
Well, I just appreciate the beauty of it and what's been given to us, and I never take it for granted. And as long as I have legs to walk and arms to feel and eyes to see, I will always embrace it.
But some wonder how long this much-loved slim corridor for hikers and wildlife alike can avoid the fate of other Virginia natural treasures. Sam Sweeney is manager of the New River Trail Park. He's with the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation.
I just came from the Eastern Shore, and I think a good example is the Chesapeake Bay. Everybody has developed along every tributary in and around Chesapeake Bay, whether you're in Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., all the way down the Virginia shorelines. And what you now have is the problems that they've been spending millions of dollars to correct.
Land conservation groups in southwestern Virginia hope to avoid that path. The New River Trail Conservancy Fund is offering landowners financial help if they decide to take part in a voluntary program to limit development on their land along the trail. Liza Field is a teacher, writer, and conservation advocate.
If someone does not need sewer lines and all these things that infrastructure requires, all those costs, and they're protecting the wildlife, the watershed, they've got trees going, they're pumping out oxygen, it's dark, that beauty is a benefit to everybody. So they should be rewarded for that.
Funds available from NRTC are aimed at helping landowners come to the same decision Dixie Leonard did, to forego the right to large-scale industrial development with a conservation easement on the land.
As long as they've been here, we're kind of the most serious private property rights people you're going to run into, really. But my father looked at it from another perspective, and that's that if you want to look at private property rights, it was our right to make sure nothing happened to the property in the future. And that's as much a private property right for us as the ability to turn it into a Walmart.
And while you can still run a business, a farm, or otherwise make money from your land under a conservation easement, you do forego some earning potential you might have derived from more fully developing the land. That means each landowner must decide, is it worthwhile to give up some potential future profits in exchange for what conservationists believe is a greater good? I'm Robbie Harris.